local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in, and Austin is right here, as he always is. We always appreciate his work here. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we've got, well, let's get started with the top three stories here. So first of all, New York Times is reporting that back in 2016, when Hunter Biden was sitting on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, he allegedly tried to enlist the support of the U.S. ambassador to Italy to arrange a business meeting for a potential energy deal. The Republicans have long accused the Biden family of carrying out an influence peddling scheme. And today, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that President Biden has never done business with his son and was not aware of the situation. Speaking of Hunter, Biden is charged with trying to avoid paying over $1 million in taxes. Well, now he's hiring a high-profile criminal defense attorney to represent him. Mark Garagos has represented Michael Jackson in the past, Scott Peterson, and the Menendez brothers, among others. And now the trial is set to start September 5th. In L.A., Iran vowed retaliation against Israel following the deaths of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders. So the Middle East is holding its breath just as efforts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza are getting closer, with formal negotiations taking place tomorrow. In local headlines, charges have been dropped against the Okaloosa County Sheriff, who was fired last month after he was arrested for reckless driving, racing, and tampering with evidence while riding a motorcycle. Now, 25-year-old Dylan Gentry had been working with Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office for 3 years before he was arrested at Fort Walton Beach on July 12th. The case was closed last Friday. Now, a press release from Gentry's attorney says that the evidence was uncovered from a video camera on his motorcycle, which showed that he didn't commit any criminal act and his arrest was unjustified. So charges have been dropped. Now we'll have to find out what happens with the firing situation. Austin?
Well, we also have a bicyclist that was killed after being hit by a car on Kim Strand Road this morning. It happened just before 6 a.m. near the intersection with Breezy Acres Road. The FHP says the bicyclist, a 34-year-old Pensacola man, was not wearing any reflective clothing. And the driver, a 24-year-old J-man, didn't report that he didn't see him before the collision. The bicyclist died at the scene of the crash.
And then an arrest has been made for the ambush-styling triple homicide that happened on West Jackson Square back in April. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says 23-year-old Torrance Sumler was arrested this week on 3 counts of first-degree premeditated murder. Now, if you remember, the shooting happened at his birthday back in April 28th. The three men were sitting in the car on a lot in West Jackson Street when they were gunned down. Since then, multiple retaliatory ambush styling shootings have happened all across Escambia County, and the investigation is still ongoing.
And Escambia County deputies investigating a stabbing incident that happened in Brownsville. A woman was reportedly attacked with a steak knife in the 2400 block of West Blunt Street on Tuesday afternoon. The sheriff's office says the victim told investigators that a male acquaintance had stabbed her on her arm. The woman was treated and taken to a nearby hospital, yet no arrests have been reported.
And homeowners over in the Pace Fire District could see some changes in how they fund their fire district, and also could save you money on your property taxes. They're switching from ad valorem tax funding to a new fee structure based solely on the size of the home. Under the new fee structure, if you live in Pace, each Pace homeowner is going to pay $250 plus 15 cents per square foot only over 1,600 square feet. The change will mean less overall funding for the fire district, but the district says it won't affect their service for residents and ongoing projects.
And Escambia County School Superintendent Keith Leonard says that the school year is off to a great start and has a lot of positive momentum after last year's positive grades report, stating that this year is all about walking that walk. And he applauded the district for really hitting its stride in the first few days and believes that last year's, you know, positive grade report and the success that came from that created the shift that we've got. So you know what? Good for our schools and the scholars that attend them. How great is that?
Yeah, that's right. Let's get some state headlines here. Florida is tracking an increase of COVID-19 cases this summer. The State Department of Health believes it will continue to see a rise of infections as students get back to school. The CDC says that Florida has seen one of the highest rates in the nation for emergency room visits, hospitalizations, and deaths. In fact, this year we already have 3,100 Floridians who have passed away from COVID this year, although they do say that the mortality rate is not any higher with this strain of infection compared to others.
And the city of Doral is weighing in on the political situation in Venezuela. The city council is set to discuss a resolution recognizing Edmundo Gonzalez as the president-elect of the country. They're also calling on the president and Congress to demand the release of political prisoners. There have allegedly been more than 2,000 people incarcerated by the regime of sitting president Nicolas Maduro in the last 3 weeks alone. Just about 5:15 here before we continue with a few more state headlines for you. We'll get you your first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we've still got some heavy backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area. We typically have issues there, but there was an accident report last hour that is causing very severe backups still in that area. Then it's going to be I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. The intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street, both roads have some backups there. And Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. So we've got issues all around that area. Outside of that, it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And let's see. Ooh, we got an accident report on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway. So be on the lookout for that. We actually got a couple of accident reports just at the intersection of those two roads there, causing some pretty heavy backups. But we also got some on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. So Blue Angel Parkway is looking like a bit of a nightmare right now. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, whether it be you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, or eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's gotten a lot cloudier here. Heard some thunder on and off. It's 84 degrees in Pensacola. We have a heat advisory until 7. As we get into tonight, it's going to be a slight chance of thunderstorms and a low of 81. Tomorrow's going to have yet another heat advisory with a high of 93. And those thunderstorm chances are going to be even higher, sitting at about 50%. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
In other news here, oh, by the way, I did look up the COVID rate. It's still what COVID's always been, 3% death rate. That's what it's been. It's actually nationwide. It's down to 1.9% as far as the mortality rate of COVID. And yes, it still mostly affects those who are older, which is what it's always been.
What was the highest? Like what was the highest that the death rate ever got? Do you know?
It never passed 3%.
Never. Wow. Okay.
No, it's always been a 3%.
Because I knew, obviously, thing. Like only a fraction
now,
of the people
that
got it.
Depending on your age, if you're over the age of like 75, the rate goes up dramatically.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah.
That's
overall,
with anything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, but particularly COVID, this has still always been something that's just negatively affects those who are older. In other news here, where were we at? Here?
Three suspects.
Oh, yeah. Three suspects are facing charges in a theft ring operation targeting Northeast Florida grocery store. Jacksonville police say that the group stole thousands of dollars worth of items at Publix locations within Jacksonville. Two of the arrested were juveniles. Actually, I put one, but it's actually two, I believe, are juveniles. Each of the three suspects have been charged with grand theft.
And South Florida police believe they have solved the case of a woman and her child who disappeared roughly 5 decades ago. Skeletal remains of an adult and small kid were found inside a submerged vehicle in a Broward County canal over the weekend. The organization, known as Sunshine State Sonar, conducted the dive search, and they believe that the victims are 35-year-old Doris Wurst and her 3-year-old daughter, Karen. And you may be thinking, who the heck are Doris and Karen? Well, they're a family that was last seen in November of 1974 at their plantation home, which is about just 3 miles from the canal. Sheesh. Yeah, investigators are waiting for DNA and dental records in order to confirm the victims' identities. If that is them, a submerged car in a canal just 3 miles away, how I'm just surprised I went 50 years undiscovered. That's wild to me.
That's a long time. I mean, you wouldn't think something like that would happen like that. Yeah, so that is something else. Continuing here, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium is trying to save more manatees in Tampa Bay. The facility's new Manatee Rehabilitation Center welcomed its very first guests after holding a grand opening on Monday. Two manatees transferred from Zoo Tampa are currently receiving treatment there, and eventually they're going to be released into the Gulf of Mexico. The center is going to undergo an expansion within the next year that's going to allow experts to perform surgeries and other critical care services for manatees. So pretty cool little story right there. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Stepping out in style, that fashion show is coming up October 24th. This is the 48th annual Stepping Out in Style fashion show. It's presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. And it's going to be at the Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. Fashions are going to be provided by Bloutique, Dillard's, Gulf Coast Cabbie Stylists, and The Market and Mainly Shoes. The night begins at 5:30 with social time and charcuterie and beverages, a live and silent auction, and the much-anticipated fashion show. Sponsorships are now available. You can visit baptisthealthcarefoundation.org or call 448-227-8150. So be sure to get ready for the Stepping Out in Style fashion show on October 24th. All right, we're going to get a quick break. We come back here. We got your traffic on the fives. We got your national stories. And then after the half hour mark, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Incorruptible at the Pensacola Little Theater. So much more. Stick around right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Charles Elliott, running for Santa Rosa County School Board District 4. Here in Santa Rosa County, we love, educate, and support the generation of tomorrow. I thank you for your vote and your support. We have accomplished a lot these last 4 years, and we still got a lot to do. So I ask you to go to the polls August the 20th and vote Charles Elliott, School Board District 4. Thank you, and God richly bless you, is my prayer.
Paid and approved by Charles Elliott for Santa Rosa School Board District 4.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The doctor's office that mixed up your files has your Social Security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info and last three addresses. Your info is in endless places that could accidentally expose your info to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please reelect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at trekstoregulfcoast.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sonny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sonny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. I am the only candidate with endorsements from our county first responders. It's unanimous. The people who lay it on the line every day to protect us. Our professional firefighters, our law enforcement, and our EMTs believe I am the best choice for County Commissioner, District 4. I'm Ashley Hoffberger, and I am asking for your vote on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Anyway, 525 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 525, as I said there, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. We still got some very heavy backups if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing Windhaven Beach. There was an accident report in that area. Also had a texter tell us that there is an accident report at the intersection where, let's see, this is going to be at the intersection of Navy Boulevard and Gulf Beach Highway. There are some backups there in that area, so we do have confirmation of an accident there. Let's see. Blue Angel Parkway also traveling northbound towards Highway 98. That's causing us some backups. And as you continue northbound towards Lillian Highway, there is yet another accident causing backups over there. Outside of that, it's going to be Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Fairfield Drive traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Burgess Road at the intersection with Palafox Street. And I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards, you guessed it, Palafox Street. It's just a nightmare over there. Outside of that, it's going to be a couple spots on Highway 91 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, and two if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. Outside of that, for the weather, we've got 84 degrees, pretty cloudy with some thunder rumbling around here and there. We've got a heat advisory for the next hour and a half or so. Tonight, it's going to be a low of 81 with a slight chance of thunderstorms. As we get into tomorrow, though, it's going to be a high of 93, yet another heat advisory, and heightened chances of storms sitting at around 50%. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
So before we get into national headlines, we were talking about state headlines, and one of which was that the State Department of Health in Florida is tracking, quote, an increase of COVID-19 cases this summer. Right. And the CDC is saying that we have one of the highest rates in the nation for emergency room visits, hospitalizations, and deaths. And so I couldn't help but think my first reaction to it was like, this sounds like propaganda from the CDC that we saw happen all throughout COVID. I looked at the trend line right now since January 2024 to now, and the trend line is straight down. In fact, since May till now, it's actually decreased. So I don't know where we're watching an increase of, but no, we're actually seeing a decrease. Back in January of 2024, we had about 30, and I'm just looking at death rates, by the way. We had about 31% death rate, 31 death. We're down to right now, like 4. So, and when we look at the overall percentage of deaths, it's once again over the age of 75. Yep, 4.4%. Under the age of 75, less than 1% death rate. Less than 1% death rate. So this is like, I'm just like, something doesn't seem right to me. And so I'm like, let me pull up the actual CDC's data and see what they have on their website. So I'm not getting this from some other website. I'm getting this from the CDC. And so once again, even looking at the CDC, we're actually significantly down from the winter, which is normal. Like in when the winter comes and we're indoors, that's when we have the flu, and that's when the flu is bothersome and everything like that. So we are seeing some an increase when you look at week by week. Yes, we are seeing an increase, but we are nowhere near where we were in just January, November, you know, like October, November, December, January. We're like nowhere near that. But we always see a steady increase of sickness in general when school starts. But part of the reason for that is because it starts to get cold.
Right.
And so is this like another thing? Like we're tracking an increase and Florida has a higher percentage than other. Well, that high percentage is still 4%. So we're not talking about a, you know, a very high percent anyway. So anyway, I just want to make sure we like don't have any kind of knee jerk reaction, because I do know that there's some business owners out there who immediately go, COVID's on the rise. We got to start locking down again. Like, stop it. Okay. Yeah. This is not that kind of a thing.
Well, so, and even if there was an increase, that's quite, as you said, that's quite an aggressive response to have. That doesn't necessarily mean, especially around here, like for example, it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to start closing down. Let's see. Do you want to tackle the first national story here? We got about 30 seconds.
Go for it.
All right. The National Hurricane Center says the storm system Ernesto is now a Category 1 hurricane. Ernesto is currently packing maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour, and almost half of Puerto Rico and more than 90% of the Virgin Islands are without power. Significant flooding is also expected across Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. The storm isn't expected to hit the U.S. mainland, though, as it heads north up the Atlantic Ocean, which is welcome news for some states that are still dealing with the aftermath of Tropical Storm Debbie. Yeah, golly, we've been touching on Debbie. I mean, I don't know what, in state headlines, if not national, for several days now.
Yeah. All right, it's Pensacola right now on News Radio 923. Coming up here next, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Incorruptible at the Pensacola Little Theater. Plus, we'll get your top three stories, sports, and more right here on News Radio 923.
News. I'm John Saucier, hearing from former President Donald Trump speaking about the economy in Asheville, North Carolina today, criticizing his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris.
Everything Kamala Harris touches turns bad. It all turns bad. San Francisco was a great city. Now it's unlivable. California was a great state. Now it's unlivable.
Vice President Harris said she would soon unveil new proposals to bring down costs and also strengthen the economy overall. Harris will officially accept her nomination at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago next week. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden will be speaking.
What I can say more broadly is the president's looking forward to it. He sees it as an important moment to talk directly, not just to the party, the Democratic Party and delegates, but also obviously to the American people. And so you'll hear from him. Stay tuned.
America is listening to Fox News.
And with your money now. Applications for mortgages surged as homeowners acted on lower rates to refinance their homes. The 30-year mortgage rate fell for the second consecutive week to the lowest level in a year, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, the Dow gaining 242 points, the S&P 500 slid up by 20, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 4 points. Shares of Cardinal Health's stock rose 5% today after the drug distributor and medical products maker beat their estimates for the fiscal fourth quarter, allowing them to raise their guidance. The Dublin, Ohio-based Cardinal Health had a net income of $235 million, or 96 cents a share. Meanwhile, shares of Victoria's Secret rose as much as 20% today after the company named a new chief executive, in addition to upping its second quarter adjusted earnings estimate. U.S. oil futures for September crude, $77 a barrel. That's your money now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Dana White said Conor McGregor still wants the fight, but we won't see his triumphant return to the octagon this year. McGregor was supposed to return against Michael Chandler at UFC 303 on June 29th, but had to cancel that fight because of a broken toe. So that makes me ask, what was the real reason why McGregor bat out of that fight? Because there's no way a broken toe knocks you out for the year. So I'll believe Conor finally returns to the octagon when we actually see it. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Vanguard is 100% client-owned, serving over 50 million investors every day. Whether you're planning for retirement, putting your kids through college, or saving up for your next adventure, Vanguard can help you set personalized investment goals. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Copyright 2024, The Vanguard Group, Inc. All rights reserved. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Coca-Cola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. We do have some backups still on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards passing the Windhaven Beach area. There was an accident report there earlier this afternoon that's still causing a lot of backups. Also had one at the intersection of at the intersection of Navy Boulevard and Fairfield. My goodness, what is wrong with me? Navy Boulevard and Gulf Beach Highway, that intersection there. All right. We had an accident report there that was causing some heavy backups and still is at this time. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway is giving us some issues as well. We had an accident reported in that area earlier, so there's a lot of issues on the roads at this time. Also got some backups on I-10 West if you're traveling towards Palafox Street, and Palafox Street itself traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox, it's going to back you up to I-10. Maybe that's why I had I-10 in my head. There's a lot going on with that today. The last couple of major spots are going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, and Highway 90 eastbound if you're traveling just past Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. Looking at the weather here, it's 84 degrees in Pensacola. Got some thundering and clouds in the sky. Got a heat advisory until 7 p.m. And as we get into this evening, your low is going to be 81 with about a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, those chances are going to increase to 50%. We're going to have a high of 93 and yet another heat advisory. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Thank you very much. Hey, if you would like a pair of tickets to go check out Incorruptible, so this is going to be at the Pensacola Little Theater from August 16th to the 25th. This is what it's about. It's a dark comedy set in the 13th century France, where the Catholic Church holds immense power and influence. The play revolves around the struggling monastery of St. Foy, whose monks are desperate to attract pilgrims and funding. Facing a lack of miracles to draw visitors, the monks hatch a scheme to create their own miracle by stealing a corpse and passing it off as a holy relic. It's called Incorruptible. It's at the Pensacola Little Theater, August 16th through 25th. If you'd like a pair of tickets, give us a call right now and be the fourth caller. That's at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Be the fourth caller, and you can win this pair of tickets. Once again, it's 850-437-1620, and Austin will get your information. In the meantime, let me give you your top three stories, and we'll move on to sports. So top three stories, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre addressed reports about the New York addressed reporters about the New York Times report on Hunter Biden. So the New York Times is reporting that back in 2016, when Hunter Biden was sitting on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, he allegedly tried to enlist the support of the U.S. ambassador to Italy to arrange a business meeting for a potential energy deal. Of course, Republicans have long accused the Biden family of carrying out influence peddling schemes. So today, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that President Biden himself has never done business with his son and was not aware of the situation. Top three stories, number two. Speaking of Hunter Biden, he is being charged with trying to avoid paying over $1 million in taxes, and the trial is coming up September 5th. So now he's hired a high-profile criminal defense lawyer to represent him, Mark Garagos. Mark Garagos has represented Michael Jackson, Scott Peterson, and the Menendez brothers, just to name a few. And your number three, top three stories is Iran vowed retaliation against Israel following the deaths of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders. So the Middle East is holding its breath for that retaliation, just as efforts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza are getting closer, with formal negotiations taking place tomorrow. Those are your top three stories. I'll go ahead and hit some scores that are going on right now, and then we'll get some sports news with Austin. Right now, bottom of the second, Texas Rangers beating Boston 1-0. Middle of the first, Washington and Baltimore still scoreless. Also scoreless is the Chicago Cubs against the Cleveland Guardians in the first. Miami Marlins are scoreless against the Philadelphia Phillies. This game is on ESPN+. Seattle and Detroit are scoreless. Seattle and Cincinnati are scoreless. Earlier today, though, Kansas City beat Minnesota 4-1. Arizona beat Colorado 11-4. San Diego over the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-2. And coming up later, you got the Tampa Bay Rays. They're going to be playing Houston. That game is not going to be televised, though. If you want to see a game on Prime Video, it's going to be the Yankees against the Chicago White Sox at 7:10. Atlanta Braves will be playing San Francisco, also not televised tonight. Austin, you ready for some sports news for us? Austin being
no, little, I'm sorry. I'm still getting little, the caller info.
Getting the call. All right, let me hit sports. So, Olympics drama. A new twist in the saga around U.S. gymnast Jordan Chiles and her bronze medal. The head of the Court of Arbitration for Sports panel made the decision to strip her of her medal and award it to Romanian gymnast Anna Barbosu, has been linked to Romania since 2011. The resume for the lawyer shows he represented Romania in several cases. Barbosu is set to be awarded the bronze medal on Friday. Meanwhile, USA Gymnastics has vowed to continue to pursue every possible avenue and appeal the process to keep Jordan Chiles the bronze medal. Algerian Olympic boxing gold medalist Iman Kahif is named as naming billionaire Elon Musk and J.K. Rowling in a legal complaint. Remember, Kahif was the one that was suspected to be transgender. So Kahif filed a lawsuit in France over the online harassment she faced during the 2024 Paris Olympics. Her attorney told Variety that the former President Trump is also part of the investigation. The lawsuit filed against X accuses Musk and J.K. Rowling of committing acts of aggravated cyber harassment, citing false claims that the boxer was transgender. Over in the NFL, horrible news for the Minnesota Vikings. Their number one pick, their first round pick, J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback, suffered a season-ending injury, it looks like. Possibly. Basically he has had surgery to fully repair the meniscus. And it was in the preseason opener. He stayed in the game despite having a sore knee. They're thinking that, I mean, it could be season injury, but possibly not. It could be just out for maybe the home opener. These injuries, you just never know. It depends on how bad the damage is. It depends on how fast the recovery could be. Sam Darnold will be likely taking the snaps to begin the season next month. Over in golf, Hideki Matsuyama won't have his regular caddy and coach at next week's FedEx St. Jude Championship after their passports and visas were stolen. ESPN reports that Japanese golfer Hideki Matsuyama stopped in London after winning the bronze at the Paris Olympics, where he and his caddy were robbed. The two had to return to Japan and have to ask for expedited documents to get to the U.S. Matsuyama's passport and Olympic medal were not stolen, but his caddy and coaches were, so won't have them going on.
Yeah, that's some pretty terrible luck there. My goodness.
Yeah, a horrible one right there. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the fives with Austin.
All righty, let's see what we got here. Several spots, my goodness, causing some issues on the road. Still got some backups on Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area. That was from a pretty early accident, and we typically have backups there anyway, so not very ideal there. Then let's see, if you are traveling westbound, this is going to be officially on Barrancas Avenue, but it's where Barrancas meets Gulf Beach Highway at the intersection with Navy Boulevard. We've still got some backups there from a reported traffic incident. And we had some backups on Fairfield Drive. If you were traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, there were some backups in that area due to an accident report. However, it looks like it has cleared out. We still have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Palafox Street itself traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. Here most recently, we've had some backups developing on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, and maybe a little bit still on Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. So the roads have just been demonic here this evening. As for the weather, 84 degrees in Pensacola, got some thunder in the skies, maybe hear it rumbling in the crowds, in the clouds every now and again. Let's see. Got an active heat advisory until 7 p.m., so about an hour, 13 minutes left to go on that. But we'll have another one tomorrow. Low is going to be 81 tonight, but tomorrow is going to be a high of 93. And there's also going to be a 50% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, so that's awesome. Anyway, that's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Let's start off with national news. Once again, Hurricane Ernesto is a Category 1. It is expected to be a Category 3. But this is also expected to just kind of stay out there in the Atlantic. Unfortunately, right now, it is crossing Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands area. But once it leaves that area, it'll head out to the Atlantic. So it might hit Bermuda and that whole area, but it won't hit the U.S. mainland at all. And like I said, it could get increased to a Category 3. North Carolinians expect to see both presidential candidates this week. Former President Trump is in Asheville, Kamala Harris in Raleigh. And Trump is addressing his claim that Vice President Kamala Harris used AI-generated pictures. Basically, he just said, all I can say he says, I can't say what was there or who was there. I can only tell you about hours. So kind of backing off a little bit on the claims that the AI, that her crowds are AI generated.
Well, and that's the thing. He also made I think it was Kevin McCarthy who said, hey, listen, how about we just kind of ease off on making fun of her crowds and let's focus on our own policies and stuff, which I got to say is pretty sound advice. Let's see. We'll tackle a couple of health, business, and science notes here. Starting with Wall Street, closing with stocks higher. This comes after the release of the latest CPI report, showed inflation slowed to a three-year low. Consumer prices rose by 2.9% year over year. That's down from June's 3%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 242 points to 40.08. The S&P 500 rose by 20 points to 54.55. And the NASDAQ gained 4 points to 17.192.
And, there's the United Auto Workers, UAW, I just did it wrong, United Auto Workers Union, they're filing a federal labor charges against former President Trump and billionaire Elon Musk. Now, after their two-hour conversation on X on Monday night, I was going to say last night, but Monday night, at one point, Trump praised Musk, who owns Tesla, for firing workers who threatened to go on strike. So now UAW noted that under federal law, workers cannot be fired for going on strike, and threatening to do so is illegal. So UAW also recently endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
And scientists in Mississippi have confirmed the discovery of an Ice Age mammoth tusk. According to the Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality, the fossil, believed to be millions of years old, was found partially exposed along a steep embankment in rural Madison County earlier this month. The 7-foot-long tusk was taken to the Mississippi Museum of Natural Science for further study.
And bad news for Big Lots. They're closing more than 300 stores, or about a quarter of its locations in the United States. Now, previously, it planned to close 40 stores in its June report, but now it's up quite a bit. They record a 10% decrease in sales as consumers cut back on spending, with, of course, inflation hitting.
And lastly here, the Mars Candy Bar Company reportedly making a deal to buy the maker of Cheez-It and Pringles. Mar? My goodness, I am just tripping all over myself today. Mars will pay about $83 a share in the all-cash deal for Kellanova. It's a global leader in snacks, cereal, frozen breakfast foods, noodles, and assorted plant-based food. So I'm sure we'll get some sort of collaborative products from that, some salty and sweet combinations. I don't know. We'll have to see. Let's see. 5:51. We'll take a quick break here. Last one for this hour. When we return, we got some pop culture notes for you, followed by some wacky stories to round out hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Caller right now on News Radio 92.3. 5:55 on the nose here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got here. All right, so we've got several spots on the roads giving us some trouble. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach. We've got some issues in that area over there. Also still got some at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and a little bit on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox, though that's not nearly as severe as it had been. Still got that accident on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Navy Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, there's not much too severe that's going on. Let's see. 84 degrees in Pensacola with some thundery clouds in the area. We got a heat advisory for about another hour. Tonight's low is going to be 81 degrees. Tomorrow, you got a high of 93, another heat advisory, and about a 50% chance of storms. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Some pop culture news here for you. So I don't know about this. Oh, wait, we do have breaking news. Oh, yeah, we got to let you know about this one. Breaking news, Wallace Amos Jr., talent agent and founder of Famous Amos Cookies. Ooh, yummy. He has passed away today at the age of 88.
Yeah. ABC broke that news 45 minutes ago. What's that?
Okay. They just came out? Yeah.
Yeah.
Alien Romulus is expected to get off to a good start this weekend. That's expected to be the number one box office hit this weekend, followed by either Kevin Costner's Horizon and American Saga Chapter 2 or Deadpool and Wolverine, or it Ends With Us. So those are the big four movies coming out this weekend. I still think I could still see Deadpool Wolverine still being number one. I mean, it's just that dominant.
Right.
But if it's not number one, it'd probably still be number two, beating It Ends With Us. I mean, It Ends With Us. Oh my gosh. I don't like the whole premise of that movie. I'm sure it's a good movie. I'm sure it's needed. You know, it's about a woman who's basically married to domestic abuser. I think not my kind of movie at all. And neither is Alien Romulus. Like, I have zero interest in watching Alien Romulus. it's not a good weekend for movies to me. But
but hey, man, if it's making millions, it's making millions. Let's see here. Alyssa Milano, former star of Charmed and Who's the Boss, will debut on Broadway next month in Chicago. She'll play Roxy Hart, the dancer and housewife who murders her lover when he tries to dump her. It may be her Broadway debut, but Milano says the stage is a return to her roots, as she did some stage work as a child. Chicago is going to open September 16th at the Ambassador Theater for an 8-week run.
And then the Taylor Swift-inspired Cornelia Street signs sold out fast. 200 of the signs selling at $75, sold out in just hours. Now, the Cornelia Street signs is basically the New York City's Department of Transportation announced that it was selling authentic Cornelia Street signs that they manufactured themselves and they sell at the city's original gift shop. Swift used to live on Cornelia Street and had the song Cornelia Street featured on her album Lover. So 200 of the signs sold at $75 each within 2 hours. Mm.
And a quick wacky story for you here. The famous pretzel shop Auntie Anne's is debuting its first ever perfume, of all things, inspired by the brand signature aroma. The company launched a fragrance, Need. Yes, very nice there. Mm. At a pop-up in New York City earlier this week, giving fans early access to the scent that is now available for purchase online. Auntie Anne says that it's always looking for new ways to engage their audience besides their 1,700 locations across the country, hinting at the possibility of another product that delivers a signature scent beyond the fragrance, such as an air freshener or a candle. So, Bobby, on a scale of 1 to 10, how, and as you said this last hour, perfume kind of sounds woman-ish. So,
yeah.
Your girl's smelling like Auntie Anne's. Is that...
Well,
is that,
let me put it this way. I wouldn't want to smell like baked bread or pretzels. I'm not sure if I want my woman to either, but I would definitely prefer it on a woman than on a dude.
Well, I would like to think so, yeah.
Just saying.
That was... all right. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. All right, it's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.